eunuch minister. A minister that tries to appease everyone. A minister does not have to be a eunuch. Actually, a minister ought not to be a eunuch. Does anyone remember Father Mulcahy on MASH? He was a joke. Too insubstantial to be taken seriously. Though he was the construct of a secularist writer stereotyping, it appears that there are many of such wimps behind the pulpit. I'm not questioning anyone's faith. I'm remarking on their spiritual walk or lack thereof. To walk in the Spirit is to walk according to the Word by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not to waft around pretending to be spiritually above the fray. Jesus never avoided a real problem. He addressed each problem at the root. He did not struggle to find a politically correct response. He did not focus on making everyone comfortable. Take a look at the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out. He spent very little time defending the outpouring, but much time convincing the audience that they were guilty of the blood of Jesus, the Son of God. Fast forward 2,000 years. Now we find ministers who spend their time trying to bring peace rather than preaching the Prince of Peace. They avoid social and political issues because they might be divisive. They have become defenders of the faith rather than warriors of the faith. Paul and the disciples went into the enemy's camp and preached the risen Christ without fear. Remember how the Apostle Paul confronted the classically educated Greeks? I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. He called the descendants of Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, and other great philosophers superstitious. Paul knew he had the truth. And he knew they were lost. How did ministry with such spirit-filled, fearless martyrs-to-be roots become a caricature of what Christ intended? Well, we became gentler and kinder and more loving. And how has that worked out in the world which Christ commanded us to preach the gospel to and make disciples? Two-thirds of the world's population is currently bound for hell. This equates to failure any way you look at it. Jesus is God. The Bible is the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is given to enable men to be intimate with God. Salvation, eternal life, is a free gift. God loves us. Christ has healed us. Abundant life is what Christ purchased for us. What is the problem? Why are we not proclaiming the truth to people whose souls will end up in hell without receiving Christ as Lord and Savior? Why are we cowering in our church buildings? Why are we giving place to the devil? Why are we not crashing through the gates of hell? When we look at the church at Laodicea, we see the answer. We've valued the wrong things and begun to believe that those things and rather than what Christ is interested in, and so that is what we promote. We serve the Creator God whose name is Jesus. We have the Spirit inside of us. We have His Word, which is Spirit and life. We have His authority. We are His sons. We are a royal priesthood. We are able to do all things through Christ who strengthened us. It is high time for all Christians to rise up in the knowledge of who they are in Christ Jesus and preach the gospel, be salt and light in this world. If you've been neutered by the pabulum of modern Christian philosophy, I challenge you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and immerse yourself in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is a work, doing a work in this hour, and He's looking for His people to put on the whole armor of God and go forth with the sword of the Spirit to deliver the lost from deception and bondage, to heal and to make disciples of all men. It is not God's will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. It is by the foolishness of preaching the gospel that His will may be accomplished. Stand up, shake yourself, and stir up the gift that is in you. Go forth in Jesus' name and do the exploits that he has commissioned you to do.